Cops want the streets to have no shame. Stopping speeding drivers has become top priority. Two recent horrific road accidents have prompted city police to revive their campaign against speeding drivers to make the streets safer for motorists and pedestrians. Metropolitan Police Bureau Deputy Chief Panu Kurlapon said policemen have had difficulties enforcing the speed limit, but he saw no other effective way to reduce senseless deaths than to force drivers to slow down. He said the two recent accidents reaffirmed the need for city police to put new efforts into cracking down on speeding drivers. In one of the accidents on December 27th, 8 people were killed after the passenger van they were riding in was hit by a passenger car allegedly speeding on the elevated Don Mueang tollway. The victims were thrown out of the van and fell to their death when the vehicle crashed into the tollway barrier after colliding with the car. On March 25th, a 19-year-old man was accused of driving his Porsche at speed into a Lao girl on Pathumthani Phanbuatong Highway in Pathumthani. The impact from the crash was so severe it cut the girl's body in half. The drivers of the two cars, Orachon Tepasadin Na Ayutthaya and Pirapon Taksin Tawisap, allegedly confessed to driving at high speed when the accidents took place. Mr. Pirapon reportedly admitted to police interrogators he was driving at 120 kilometers per hour when his Porsche ran into 17-year-old Kambai Intilat. Police Major General Panu said this speed was allowed only on motorways. The road on which the accident occurred was a highway where motorists are limited to 90 kilometers per hour. The driving speed in cities and municipalities is limited to 80 kilometers per hour. Police Major General Panu, who oversees road traffic in Bangkok, says most motorists refuse to comply with the limit. Traffic policemen trying to enforce the legal speed limit within urban areas often hear arguments from violators that the rule is obsolete because new automobile technology enabled drivers to travel faster and more safely. Police, therefore, have been lenient in enforcing the legal speed limit and make arrests only if motorists are found to exceed 110 kilometers per hour, he said. The deputy police chief said the urban speed limit in Thailand was higher than that in other countries. Singapore, for example, has fixed the speed limit in the city at 50 kilometers per hour. He said, however, that the law alone could not make people aware of the importance of speed limits. People need to be educated to understand why speed limits are necessary. A study on the land traffic law by the Thai Health Promotion Foundation explained why drivers had to slow down, he said. From the research, Police Major General Panu said people in the front seat of a vehicle with a safety belt on were found to be safe in a head-on collision if the speed did not exceed 70 kilometers per hour. This was the same in a side-on collision if the speed limit did not exceed 50 kilometers per hour. The study also showed greater driving speeds resulted in a higher chance of road deaths. At 30 kilometers per hour, pedestrians who were hit by cars had a 90% chance of surviving, but at 50 kilometers per hour, they had an 85% chance of dying. The study also said a speeding car needed a longer distance to stop when braking. At a speed of 30 kilometers per hour, drivers required 13 meters to stop when hitting the brakes. When the velocity increased to just 60 kilometers per hour, drivers needed up to 36 meters to stop. Police Major General Panu said he believed the speed limit of 80 kilometers per hour was still appropriate for most urban driving. Although the number of road accidents in Bangkok last year dropped to 37,985 from 41,800 in 2009, police still needed to continue putting in more effort to control speeding drivers, he said. Police work would be more efficient if they were better equipped with such devices as speed detectors and traffic cameras. Police Major General Panu said some countries set aside 10% from road construction budgets to buy these devices to help the police enforce traffic laws. This was an idea that Thailand should consider following, Police Major General Panu said. Parents also played an important role in helping curb accidents caused by speeding cars by teaching their teenage children about safe driving. Police Major General Panu said he had taught his children about the traffic law and how to drive properly, and he would not allow them to go out onto the streets on their own until he was confident they could drive safely.